Long lines of people waiting for a COVID test in Buenos Aires. They have been waiting for hours as authorities struggle to cope with a rise in COVID-19 infections. Alfredo Zárate said he had a moral obligation to get tested after coming in close contact with a relative infected with COVID-19.
I went to a party and I've had 3 vaccine shots. My niece told me last night she has COVID, so here I am. I'm working in an office and I have to be responsible.
The government has confirmed the Omicron variant is responsible for the rise in infections. Erika Hernandez says the positivity is alarmingly high.
In total, we are testing around 300 people. Of every 150 tests we do, 50 are positive. It's a rapid test, but we are seeing the increase. The city's government started setting up these testing sites in many parts of Buenos Aires last week because of the increase in cases.
President Alberto Fernandez has discarded reimposing restrictions, at least for now. The number of people in the hospitals due to COVID-19 remains low, and the death rate has not varied in the past month. And that's why the government is focusing on the progress of the vaccination campaign that began 1 year ago.
Many South American countries are winning the vaccination race. 63% of the region's population is vaccinated, and that figure continues to increase. But analysts say Omicron still poses a serious threat to the health system.
In a country like Argentina, where the health system is fragile, and you see problems even in the United States, you see hospitalizations are increasing, doctors and nurses are getting sick, so the problem is double. I am looking at the charts from Brazil, from Peru, even from Chile. They had a peak 3 weeks ago, and then it went down. All I can say is that everyone is vulnerable to this.
And that's why leaders in the region are pushing for more booster shots and preparing for some difficult days ahead as the Omicron variant continues to spread. Teresa Bo, Al Jazeera, Buenos Aires.